විස්රාම විසකරන දාන රමින්නනහා වාදාර වින්න විමුඛා සබතං වෛත්‍යම් මන්නේ තදත්පිතා මනෝ වචනෝ සිතාත්‍ය ප්‍රාණං පුනාති සකුලං නසු පුරිමා විස්වාස Vipra means one who is fully conversant with Vedic knowledge. He is called Vipra. For spiritual education, there are gradual evolutionary stages. Vipra stage is just before becoming a qualified Brahmin. That is called Vipra. The first phase, by birth, everyone is Shudra. Shudra means affected by the misery of this world. He's Shudra. So the material condition is full of anxiety. So anyone who is full of anxiety is a Shudra. This is the so if you analyze the present society, that he is not anxiety, full of anxiety. Nobody will say that I am not full of anxiety, I am not committing anxiety. But that means he is a Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In this age, every one is Shudra. That is one problem. A Brahmin is not afraid. He's not anxious because he's dependent on God. He knows that I have surrendered unto God completely. And he is all powerful. Therefore, I have no anxiety. Just like a small child, he has no anxiety. Why? Because he's completely dependent on the parents. He knows confidently that in any danger, or my mother is there, as soon as he sees there is some danger, father, that's all. Finish. Similarly, one who is completely confident that the Supreme Father is there, he is, protect me, give me protection. So he has no anxiety. Narayana parasattena punasana vibhati. When one is fully confident about God consciousness and Krishna consciousness, he is not afraid. So not even afraid of death, because he knows that he has no death. He is eternal. So, to come to this platform of confidence or Krishna consciousness, there is training. That training is called Vidhimas, regulative principles. Following the regulative principles. So, this whole Varnasram system, Vedic system, the different castes, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, they are very scientifically designed to elevate upon graduating to the standard of no fear, fearfulness, no more fear, confidence. So Vipra means just the previous day of becoming completely Brahman. Janmanajaya Sutra. My past everyone is born a Sutra. Namaskara Sabitika. When it goes to the spiritual master, then the spiritual master initiates him. At that time, his second birth is Dija. Dija, the birth are called also Dija. Because they get twice birth. One, they come as egg, the form of birth in the egg. And then when the crown of the egg and the cell, let the cell and come out, that is real life. Similarly, we are in the egg, in the, within the cell of ignorance. So, when we come out from the cell of ignorance, that is our second part. The first part is by father and mother. And the second part is by the spiritual master and basic knowledge. There is also mother. The basic knowledge is mother and the spiritual master is father. So, samskara bhavidhika, the spiritual master trains the student gradually. That is called initiation. That is called Dija. So, Janmanajaya Sutra, by birth, by the father and mother, everyone is Sutra. It doesn't matter where he takes his birth. Not that. Only in India, there are Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sutra, everywhere. Jadu Pannam Maya System, Kunakalma Vibhavata. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says that these four systems are total division, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sutra. They are all over the universe. But not that. Don't think that it is in India. Everywhere. The Sanskara Samiti, by reformation, by following the regulative principle of how to elevate oneself to the knowledge of Brahma, that is called Sanskara. There are 10 kinds of samskara, reformation. This basic system is very scientific system to elevate the humankind to the highest perfection of life. So, samskara bhavidhika. Then, when samskara is given, when is the spiritual master sees that this boy is now competent to study Veda. That requires qualification. A Sudra is not allowed to study Veda. There is a stigma. Sometimes they think injustice, the wise Sudra. That is modern convention. Actually, that is very nice. What a Sudra can understand Veda? To the Sudra, a different type of knowledge, just like the same thing. There's a 2+2 in the lower class. It is different from 2+2 in the higher mathematics. The Sudra cannot understand. So one has to become Brahmin. Be practiced. Here, twice back. By any case. Then he is allowed to study. Then he will be able to understand the language of it. It is not injustice, the sutras and just like. I do not know what is the system in your country and in India. One who is not a graduate, he is not allowed to study law. If anyone wants to study law, if he wants to enter into the law college, then he must be a graduate, first of all. at least 3 years. Otherwise, you cannot. But if somebody says it's injustice, why? Everyone should. Everyone cannot understand. Similarly, without being initiated by a proper spiritual master, nobody can understand the Vedas. It's not like that. It must say the book, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad, and study at home. And you learn. Oh, it is not possible. Just like, this is like purchasing some medical books and study at home. You cannot become a doctor, medical man. That's not possible. Neither you can become a lawyer. The books are available in the market. But that is not the process. You have to enter yourself in an institution, get lessons from the professors, must attend lecture classes, 75% at least, then you are allowed to sit in the examination. So, the gradual process, what part is chosen, anyone, it doesn't matter. Even if he is born of a Brahmin father, he is considered a sudra. So, then by initiation, he becomes pure. Second part. Then he is allowed to study the basic generators, and when he is conversant with the study of basic generators, he is called vidraha. And when one has become a vipra, that because that is the just previous thing of becoming a Brahmin, he acquires 12 kinds of qualities. The first quality is truthfulness. The second quality is controlling the senses, controlling the mind. Samadhamasivikha, to be very tolerant, answerable, very simple, full of knowledge, full of kathirum. So many qualities, these qualities are mentioned. So, here Prahlad Maharaj says, vipra vishara guna chuta. When one is a vipra, that means he has got all the good qualities. Material good quality. He's truthful, he's conversant with the science of religion. He knows what is God, what is Brahma. He is self-controlled. He is not sensual. So many good qualities. The Prahlad Maharaj says that even one has attained this stage of becoming a vipra, and he has acquired all the good qualities required for becoming a vipra. But he is lacking one quality. What is that? Vipra ati saragana jita aravinda nam pada aravinda vimukha. But he is averse to God consciousness, to Krishna consciousness. He has got all the good qualities. He has studied Vedas, but it is not God content. Aravinda Nava, Nava means his belly, and Aravinda means lotus. You know that the creation is made by the navel of Vishnu, the first sprouting of the lotus flower life. Planet, and that is Brahma, and he is the reality. So therefore, Aravinda Nama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose navel has a lotus cup, Aravinda Nama. And Pada Aravinda, and it is, he is also just like lotus. Aravinda Nama, Aravinda Pada. Then we Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is vipra, a qualified person with all good qualities, material person. He is lacking this simple quality that he he is not conversant with the science of law. Vimukha is not very serious to understand what is law. That is the position. Now at the present moment, everyone is highly educated to the material standard. But they have no knowledge what is law. So even they become vipra, because they are lacking this knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj says that a person, a dog eater who has got consciousness is better than Tapasang Parishna. Tapasang means a person who is born in the family of dogs. Tapasang Parishna. Manne tadarsita mana vasane hitatma. There is a description. Maunam, mauna vijnana santusha. Dhamma is the equilibrium of the mind. Dhamma. Dhamma means controlling the self. Dhamma, Dhamma, Stapa. What is it? Stapa means, Stapa means from tapa, heat. Just like this heat is not tolerable and requires this fire. The Stapa means to accept voluntarily some physical trouble. That is called tapa. There are many sages who, during summer, they burn fire outside and meditate. There is already a high temperature and uncertainty in India. Sometimes 180 degrees. And still, as they have fire all sides, just have their meditating, not just that. So this is called voluntary tapa. And in winter season, when the temperature is 40 degrees, 50 degrees, of course not below zero, anyway, he goes to the water and deep into the water, simply keeping the mouth up in meditation. So there are some serious processes for tapasya. So this is one of the good qualities. But in this age, it is very difficult to undergo such voluntary tribulations for realization, self-realization, meditation is not possible in these days. Therefore, the basic injunction is that is simply beyond courage. Harinama, 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 yakiva. You don't have to take any further reason. In whatever position you are, you just try to contain with your mind to hear the sound of Hare Krishna. Best try for meditation. Because it is not possible to acquire all these qualities. Tapa. Sama, dama, tapa, sojang. Sojang means cleanliness. Hygienic principle. To dead part Christ, at least once, this day. Therefore, to keep it, no hair is better. There is no question of having moisture in the hair. And those who have got big hairs, they cannot take any part. But if you keep your bad headache. There is no trouble. So now, preparing is required, taking bath, yes? Soldier. And Kanti. Kanti means tolerance. Because you see, world is full of miseries. And you have to execute Krishna consciousness with this, in this condition. Krishna advised in the Bhagavad Gita, also, because the topic was on the body. So, Arjuna said, accepting that this body is immortal, and it's never dying. It still is some relative dying. We are being it is not a fact. It's not a yes. It is a fact. Even if I know that my son is dead, my son is not dead, the soul of my son is departed from this body to another body, so there is no cause of anxiety, he has got another body, but still I feel, oh, my son for the body. Because I am accustomed to love my son by the body. So this concession should be allowed. If somebody is crying, that does not mean he is a fool, but it is material affection. So Krishna advises that this Kanti, Tirika, tolerance. How? Tolerance that? Zero source of the cola. Just like we tolerate very severe cold. There is no use fighting. And howling. Oh, there is so much cold. We have to tolerate. You cannot fight. Matra prasadu sita kaunteya sita sita kaya sahama saina anitya dham vipika saharata. Yes, why? Yes, I understand. There are trains and places like that. But you have to be tolerant. You cannot be disturbed. You have to execute your business of Krishna consciousness. If there is any trouble, you must know no trouble or no happiness exists. Because this is material. It has come, it will go. So, for the time being, don't be mad after happiness and don't be mad after misery. Kagama point, become and go. Just like this. Nowadays, it is very hot. This season is changed. And again, we will be disturbed by cold. So, this does not be country. Either heat or cold due to this material world, matra, purusha, due to this king and attachment. So we have to tolerate. The one who is actually vipra is tolerant. He is not disturbed by this material accumulation. And ajama, simple, very simple. Duplicity is very bad qualifications, but Switzerland are. We have got a tendency for cheating, everyone, conscious and soul. That should be minimized. This is called Hajam. Hajam means Saravata. And Virastata, detachment. The whole system is detachment from matter. If we are too much attached, why too much? Even if we are slightly attached to this material life, then we have to accept this body, this kind of body, this body and that body. There are 8,400,000, 4,000 types of bodies. So long we have a slight attachment for this material enjoyment, sense enjoyment. We have left a certain type of body. Therefore, this vairagya, virakta, detachment from matter is the whole basic principle of spiritual realization. Now, this Krishna consciousness process is simultaneously detachment from matter and attachment for Krishna. It is so nice system. It is so nice. That's like we got to increase our love for Krishna. The proportionately we increase our love for Krishna, we decrease our love for matter. So I have got a spirit to love that I cannot store. Similarly, there are many examples. Just like a boy or a girl, if or he increases the love for another boy, another girl, he decreases the love for another boy. This is natural. Similarly, if you increase your love for Krishna, then you decrease your love for nonsense. So, Vairagya, this detachment from matter is automatically done. We have got the propensity to love something, at least a dog, if not God. So, if we turn our face to be loving attachment to Krishna, then param vishyani vartate, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, param vishyani vartate. If you are given better things, just like in children, is learning something, but if you give you something better, if something rare, he can ask immediately. He gives us the whole thing and takes us to this. So you cannot. The jnana system, the jhova system, is by force they are trying to detach. That is not one. It may be possible for the time being. Just like Vishwamitra, the great sage. These are the historical references. He was a very king, great king, and he wanted to realize self. And he began to meditate in the forest alone. As it is, the yoga sutra, where he must be in secluded land, he must make his speech in a very sacred place. And sit in his posture, and so he followed everything. Complete, perfect joy. But, Indra saw that this man is performing a great yoga system. He may not acquire my position. So he sent one beautiful girl, Manoka, to entice. So, she came, she began to dance before her, and there was twinkling sound. At once, his meditation broke. And, she was very beautiful coming from heaven, so he became attached, and the woman became pregnant, then he got a child, Shakuntala, and then Vishwamitra came to his senses. So I left my kingdom. I came to forest for meditation. Again I am going to be another king. So he decided that I shall go ahead. So Manoka tried to entice him. Oh, I shall go. You just see how nice girl you have got, just seeing as a picture, perhaps you'll see. And Vishwamitra is doing like, don't show me anymore, as he was. Of course, you are very much advanced, he could go. But this environment is always there. But Krishna is so beautiful and so nice that if you increase your love for Krishna, then You have Navan and you have Aspen. But any beautiful thing of this world. Param Vishkani Vasat. Just like Krishna and these gopis. There they came to Krishna giving up their all engagements. Their engagement in loving children, somewhere in this. In touching their husband or unmarried girls, in his touching his father. But as soon as Krishna blew his flute, they came home. Similarly, if our attachment becomes very light, very mature for Krishna, then this virasata or detachment for material things will automatically happen. But that is required. We have to pass. And the mauna. Mauna means don't talk. Great. This is also a very good qualification. Because generally, when we talk, we simply talk nonsense. That's all. You can sit together, some friends, or family, some useless talks which are gone for hours together. But if you are called to talk about Krishna or Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad Gita philosophy, then nobody will talk. It's better not to talk. It is better not to talk than to talk nonsense, foolish. So, generally, we are accustomed to talk, enjoy, foolish talk, which has no meaning. Neither has any benefit for this material world, neither has any benefit for spiritual world. If we are almost gaining something material, meaning just like business and talk, they talk seriously if there is any profit. Otherwise, the secretary says, Mr. Seldon says, there is no time to see. And that is also some good, because time is so valuable. So why did we talk nonsense? So that is also very good qualification. If you don't talk nonsense, either you talk about this stuff or don't talk. That is almost. If there is no subject matter but talking on the subject of Krishna, then it is better not to talk. But we are not very nice and gentlemen, we can talk Hare Krishna. If we are no other engagement, then we have got these beings, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, they are nice 24 hours gone. This is called mauna. And vijnana. Vijnana means perfect knowledge. What is that perfect knowledge? Perfect knowledge means to know Krishna. Jasmin Vijnati, Sarvamivam Vijnatam Bhavanti. The basic Indian is, if you can understand the Supreme, then you understand the whole thing. Because Supreme is the whole absolute. Just like if you can understand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 0, then you can understand the whole mathematics. Because what is mathematics? 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 1, 2, just like, that's all. The same night, Jesus, that's all. Similarly, the Deva says, Jasmin Vijnati, Sarvamivam Vijnatam Bhavanti. If you simply try to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, that is the purpose of Deva. And it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita also, what is the use of studying Vedas? What is the use of studying this Bhagavata to understand Krishna? That's all. So here we say this, that maunam vijnana santosa. Santosa, this is the result. If you are perfectly knowledge of Krishna, then you are satisfied. medicine. Just mean it is Guru Rahul Dukkena no Vichara, that is in the Bhagavad Gita stated. Each one pertains to the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Then he has no more to understand anything. He does not want any more profit in any way. He thinks that I am completely. Just means he thinks. And the case is that if one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then Guru Nāvi Dukkhena, because the world is material world, we are always in trouble. So, if a person situated in Krishna consciousness is not troubled at all, if he is put into very trying circumstances, Guru Nāvi Dukkhena, this is the test. Then for santosha, satya, truthfulness, asikya, asikya means belief. Faith in scripture, faith in God, that is called faith. This is faith. And when that faith is very much concentrated, then one can understand. Vishwas, Shakti, Sudhira, Nishwas, Krishna, Bhakti, Kaila, Sattva, Karma, Pusha. This is called strong faith, or firm faith. What is that firm faith? When one is convinced that if I am Krishna conscious, then all my duties is perfect. And that is the path. Samsiddhi, Haritokar. And as the man has spoken in this meaning, that let everyone be engaged to its specific duty. It doesn't matter what it is. But if you want to see that whether your function is perfect, then you have to test it whether by your activity is Krishna is satisfied. Sangsiddhi haritosanam, nanusritastha dharmasra, sangsiddhi haritosanam. So this santosha, if you think that Krishna is satisfied, how you can know Krishna is satisfied? Yasra prasada, bhagavat prasada. If you can satisfy your spiritual master, then you should know that Krishna is satisfied. Yasra prasada, bhagavat prasada. So if you are fortunate enough to have a bona fide spiritual master, and if you can satisfy him, then you know that you are satisfied Krishna. This is the process. So is that the message? Yes. Any question? No question? No, I understood everything? Yes? Vipra, because he's studying, Vipra means one who is engaged in the studies of Veda. That is, Virupaha with Vipra. So he's studying Vedas, they must be qualified with all the good qualities. Because, just like Bhagavad Gita, it is said that these are the good qualities. Study means to accept things as pleasure. Study does not mean simply to become an bookworm. No. Study means to apply practically in life what you learn from the Veda. So if anyone is seriously studying, then naturally he is qualified with all the good qualities. Yes. No, that in the material world there are three qualities. The quality of goodness, the quality of passion, the quality of ignorance. These three qualities are working. We see varieties in this material world due to the interaction of these three qualities. So, there are varieties of men. Some of them are in good quality, some of them are in quality of passion, some of them are in quality of ignorance. Therefore, they have got different types of faith also. Not that your faith or my faith may be the same. Because you may be in the quality of goodness, I may be in the quality of passion or ignorance. So faith means, according to the particular quality of the person who is professing that faith. So, the Shastic faith, the faith in goodness, that is, faith in Brahma, the Supreme, that is called goodness, Brahmanical faith. And above this is Shastic. Shastic means goodness. So goodness in the material world, getting goodness is sometimes contaminated with tinges of passion and ignorance. That in the material world, nothing can be in pure goodness. So, one has to transcend the goodness platform of this material world and come to the platform of pure goodness, Shuddha Satta, where there is no contamination of passion and ignorance. That platform is called God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Well, when one has got faith in God, he must have the necessary activities. Otherwise, what kind of faith it is? It's like, if I say that I have faith in you, but I don't trust you, so what kind of faith I have got? Here, if I say, my dear friend, I have faith in you, and if you want me to do something, I don't do it. Then if I say, how can I do it? Then what kind of faith that is? So this sort of faith is not required. Faith means real faith. So whenever there is real faith, there is activity also. That is faith. When there is real Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, then there is activity for pleasing the God. Simply by believing God, simply for exacting things from God, there is a different kind of faith. That is in the lowest stage. Just like a small child, he has got faith. But if a learned, educated child, he has got different faith. Oh, my father, my mother, they have done so much for us. He wants to repay. He wants to oblige the father. There is another faith. The same thing, somebody is saying, oh God, give us our daily bread. This is our faith. But somebody is trying how to please God. He's not asking because he knows that if God is Father, then he is supplying bread to animals, to birds and bees. Why not to me? So my babies are already guaranteed. So let me serve the Father. This is higher type of faith. Why shall I ask God and my Father? He is Father. Then he has already made surrender for my thing. That is natural. Does it mean that every day the child asks Father, Mother, Mother, Father, give me my bread? Well, the Father is already preparing bread for him. He is calling. But he is lacking the bread. He asks him. Another, he is not asking. He is not willing. The Father will give me my bread. Now let me start my Father. So this is hard type of faith. So this faith, there are different standards of faith. One faith is trying to exact, and one faith is trying to give everything. So there is two kinds of faith. So which one is better? Anyone can judge? Just like Arjuna. In the beginning, he had faith in Krishna. He said, Krishna, please give me the instruction. I'm not talking anymore as friend. I accept you as my spiritual master. See, he had faith. Good faith. Otherwise, how you accept Krishna as spiritual master? But that faith in the beginning, and then the last faith, after learning Bhagavad Gita, he says, Krishna, by your grace, I have got my memory. That means, in the beginning I was thinking that I should be more important to my grandfather, my teacher, and my family. But I have learned that my only duty is to serve you. Therefore, whatever you say, I do. This is another sense. The same man, the same Krishna, in the beginning, one said, and at the end, another said. So, beginning faith is that God, understanding God. But unfortunately, at the present moment, they don't believe in God. So there is no question of faith. They have lost all faith. This is a condition of the present society. What to speak of this faith or that faith? They have no faith. They have lost all faith, just like animals. Animal has no faith in God. That is the distinction between human being and animal. The animal has no faith. But in human society, there is a kind of faith, whether it is Christian faith, or Hindu faith, or Buddhist faith, or Mohammedan faith. But when we give up this faith, Then how? Position is just like animal. The present society is just like animal. They have no faith. What to think of this head or that head? That's the position. The temperature of sense in that, that's good. Don't you see? The Pope says that it is not good, it is not God's law that you should use contraceptive methods. But they are so bent at that sense in them and they say, oh, we don't care for your existence. How much they have lost their faith. At the present moment, it is very difficult position. No faith at all. No good values. Pranava Vaktasta Kutu Mahadaguna. For their education, and their scientific advancement, their super civilization, just to see, everyone is expected to have national feeling, but the postal strike, mail strike went up for 20 days, the whole nation become disturbed and harassed. Why? They want their money. What is it? How your national feeling go to hell? The bear, then you want. So nobody has any faith. Simply has faith in sense gratification. That's all. Satisfy my senses, then you are very good. Otherwise, go to hell. That's all. This is the position. And therefore, they are denying the topmost faith of Catholic Church. You don't get for your instruction because they have become faithless. And that is not their fault. It is fault of the hate of the judges. They did not teach them properly. They were satisfied simply by money, that's all. They did not try to teach them. Now, what is the use of teaching? They have gone out of hand. The same thing, if you want to bend bamboo, do it where it is green and where it is dry. No, it is not for it. And now the whole society is faithless, godless, very precarious condition. So, this process, our process, you don't impose any typical rules and regulations. Please come here and chant with us and dance with us. At least there is no loss on your part. If you think there is no gain, but at least there is no loss. So I should request you to come and join with us in our kirtan. Then everything gradually will be clear. Any other questions? Yes, when you speak high truths, you don't care whether it is palatable to others or not. In social formality, you can see that it has happened actually because before he was not strong enough in the beginning because some higher pope he thought it made him unpalatable. He did not speak the truth. Now the other pope is speaking the truth. They are not accepting. But from the very beginning, the priest should have preached in every church your my dear Christian brother, you cannot use this contraceptive method. You are never told in the classes. Yes, but why did you feel that all? Everywhere, not only in the Christian world, and the Hindu and Christian, they don't care for any loose understanding anymore. But the professed Christian, Hindu, and Muslim,